And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so today because I've asked Kevin Bain to join me on today's show. Now, you may not know who Kevin is, but let me just give you some background on the guy. Number one, he's a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He's been a member since 2019. He joined Lifestyles Unlimited just in time to kind of sit on the sidelines during a pandemic. But that's not the only thing that he does. He's actually a qualified home inspector. Yes, a qualified home inspector. Remember in previous shows where I told you I was going to bring on, not only tell you about what a home inspector does and how they are a huge part of your team, I told you I was going to bring on some home inspectors, right? And I've done so far. And guess what I'm doing today? I'm giving you more of what you want. Because what we're going to do today is we're going to get into Kevin's mind. We're going to understand what he brings to the table. Because here's the point. If you're going to be a real estate investor, you have to build a team around you. You can't just throw some magic pixie dust on the situation and go, oh, it's going to work fine. Because it may not work fine. One of the reasons you want a qualified home inspector on your team is they act as your eyes, your ears, and sometimes as your voice and even your conscience. Because what they're doing is they're going through a property with a fine-tooth comb. They are determining what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly. And if you don't know how to do that yourself, well, geez, you need a home inspector on your team. Now, I know tons of Lifestyles Unlimited members that work with Kevin. Why do I know tons of members that work with Kevin? Well, here's why. I'm based out of San Antonio, Texas. That's kind of where I live. I live outside of San Antonio, Texas. I'm doing the majority of my real estate investing research and strategizing and everything in the San Antonio market. And I'm active in the San Antonio market with the Lifestyles Unlimited community. And guess who shows up at about every event that I show up to? My guest today, Kevin. So let me say a couple of nice things about him, and then I'm going to bring him on because what I want you to do is I want you to get inside of his mind. I want you to understand what he brings to the table, and more importantly, why you need to use the services of a qualified home inspector, because if you don't, you're just foolish. That's just my opinion, but I'm just going to tell you that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. So Kevin's professional interest in real estate began all the way back in 2001. When he was serving as a certified real estate appraiser and as a real estate investor, mostly in single-family rental properties. As an investor, he learned the importance and financial impact of recognizing and accounting for homes' deficiencies that exist beneath the surface. Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff, right? I mean, you got your own Inspector Clouseau going deep undercover, looking at your asset for you and helping you decide whether or not this is one you want to proceed with or not. After one real estate inspection course at the School of Real Estate that he attended, he decided to enroll in the full inspector curriculum to become licensed to provide professional guidance to other investors. And he's been a licensed home inspector since 2019. He's a member of something called InterNACHI, which is the International Association of Certified Home Inspectors, and has performed countless fee-based structural home inspections for members of Lifestyles Unlimited and for people that should be members of Lifestyles Unlimited. So let me do this now. Let me bring Kevin onto the show because I really want to stop talking because I want to get good information too. And since I have Kevin on the show, I know you're going to get a ton of insider information. So Kevin, welcome to the show. So glad to have you, my friend. We have been trying to plan this for a while, have we not?
We have. We've been like a couple of kids at the middle school dance. I've been batting my eyes at you. I did everything short of sending my best friend over with a handwritten note. And finally, we're getting to do this today. So I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, you know, that friend finally came over that note, and I finally got up the gumption to actually read the note, and it wasn't so bad. So far, it's not so bad. What are your thoughts on this radio stuff?
On the radio stuff, well, you mentioned a couple of times trying to get into my head. I just hope when we get into my head, your audience hears more than just crickets in the background. So we'll have some fun here, and hopefully I'll bring some value to your audience today.
I think you will, and I have checked out the inside of your ear space, and even though it's a little echoey in there, that's just room for additional knowledge. That's all that is.
You know, that's the best take I've taken. I've heard on that in a while, so I'm gonna start using that one.
So, Kevin, when you're inspecting property in the greater San Antonio market, do you have an expectation of what you might find going into the property, or do you look at every property as a clean slate?
A little of both. I mean, I can anticipate a lot just by the age of the property, the process is the same. Well, the process is the same. I mean, we're looking at the same things, you know, the foundation, the roof, the HVAC, plumbing, electrical, walls, floors, doors, ceilings, windows. I take a very systematic approach, but I sure anticipate a lot, whether I'm walking into a house built in the 30s, or a house built in 1992, obviously I'm expecting to see a lot of different things, based mostly on age.
And that's where all that experience comes in, because you can look at the canvas and you can already anticipate that. If it's a certain age group, it might have structural problems, it might have foundation problems versus something that is newer that may not have those things. But on that note, for an investor that is looking to buy new product, in other words, they want to go to a builder, they don't want to capture equity, or if they do, they capture a very little amount of equity because they want that to build. Is that investor missing the mark by not hiring you to inspect that property?
I mean, potentially they are. I think the biggest thing is you have a lot more power over the builder if you haven't closed on the property. And inevitably, there's a thing or two that a sub missed that the builder did not hold them accountable to. I even do sewer scopes on new builds, and occasionally we find some construction debris, or we discover that they didn't lay the drain pipe correctly, and there's a belly that's going to accumulate debris. But there is a warranty there. I do a lot of warranty inspections within the first, 11 months after a new house is purchased. You know, I'll go back, and a lot of the things that we can't see on day one, we can see on month 11, because a lot of times most of the time we're not looking for, what's wrong. We're looking for the effects of what's wrong. So if there's a leak in the roof, we may not see the leak in the roof. We may see a stain after a good rain in the ceiling 2 or 3 months later. So, and a lot of times I'll do the purchase inspection, and then I'll do a warranty inspection 11 months later to see, you know, another example is if the foundation's not designed properly, and if it's, you're not going to see that on day one, but you might see it on month 11 when the foundation has had a little time to settle and move, and we can start to see if the foundation is failing after some time.
So you're looking at a new product the same way you look at an older product. You've got a meticulous inspection plan that you follow, and it doesn't matter how old the property is. You're going to look at every property kind of with the same lens? Am I onto something?
Basically, yeah. I mean, the Texas Real Estate Commission sets the rules for us. I mean, we have to look at certain things, and then we can look at more things than the minimum of what they require. Now, those newer ones go a little faster because typically we're having to slow down and document less. So but we have to look at all the same thing. We have to measure the temperature drops in the air conditioner. We have to measure the water temperature and the water pressure. And, you know, we're still looking at every wall and surface and making sure the doors are functioning and the windows are correct and safety glass is used where it's supposed to be used and electrical things are wired correctly. And So we look at the exact same things every time. Just typically more is right when they're built to today's standards on the day that they're built.
Now, does the Texas Real Estate Commission dictate to you how your reports are, or do you have some flexibility on how you design your reports?
No, they use, we have to use a standard report, TREC 7-6, and that changes periodically. So there are, it's structured the same way. And we have to use that form on a full inspection, in particular if a property is changing hands, if there's a sale, we have to use that form. Now, if it's if you're just asking me to inspect something in your house and it's not changing hands, there's a little more leeway or a lot more leeway there. We can use, or another example is if I do a like a progress inspection. I do a lot of work for out-of-state inspectors or investors. And they just want to know how the rehab is going on at the end of month one. I don't have to use that same form for that because the property is not changing hands at that point. But if a property is being sold or is being anticipated as sold in the near future, we got to use the TREC standard form.
So I think I just picked up on something that I had been oblivious to. But it sounds like for like a Lifestyles Unlimited member that lives in the great state of California who wants to buy property in the great state of Texas, and let's say it's San Antonio, they not only can hire you to inspect the property to determine what the condition is of the property, they can also use you through the rehab process to kind of be their eyes, ears, voice, and conscience to make sure things are going excellent for the investor. Am I correct in assessing that?
That's right. That's right. And I do that a lot. I mean, a lot cheaper to send me out there for 45 minutes than it is to fly in from California to make sure that the contractor has earned his next paycheck. I do that regularly and enjoy doing that a lot.
Well, I think that's an outstanding service that you provide, because I think that's one of the challenges that some of our non-local investors run into. They want to be remote investors, but they're kind of missing that key element of the eyes, ears, voice, and conscience being available to the property, and you solve that problem. I think that's pretty cool, dude.
And it's something that evolved over time. I mean, we had, not every investment deal has gone perfectly. And there's a couple of times when I had to go into a project after the contractor was not doing a very good job. And I had to help somebody understand how bad it was and could it be salvaged. And that just became something that I offer, particularly to out of town or out of state investors. It's something I do quite often now.
Well, I think that's a very needed element of your business, and I'm glad you're doing that, because it just makes you a better combat multiplier for the rest of us. Hey, when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask him about something called civil engineering. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Kevin Bain, and together we're working on your financial freedom. So, Kevin, you went to a pretty prestigious university, did you not?
A lot of people think it was. Is pretty prestigious, yeah.
Okay, and are you okay sharing the name of that prestigious university on the air with millions of people?
Yeah, I went to Texas A&M in College Station, and got a degree in civil engineering. Now, to be clear, I did not get an engineer civil engineering license. I never pursued it, but I did establish and approve prove my ability to think through structural things on a little bit of a deeper level, and I use my ability to analyze things that I learned and developed in the civil engineering program at Texas A&M.
You're kind of in a very small subgroup of home inspectors. I think you're the very first home inspector that I've met that actually went and pursued a civil engineering degree. And then along the way, once you became a little bit older, you adjusted your career plans. And how did that all work out, by the way? I'm kind of curious.
It just kind of evolved that way. I mean, I did work in construction when I was first out of school, and then I got in a couple of sales positions, and it turns out I'm just an okay sales guy. I got into lifestyles and started investing in single-family homes, and I actually considered getting my real estate license first, and I thought I might try to become one of the realtors at Lifestyles. And about two classes into that, I took an inspection class, and I thought, you know what, this is really more my style and speed. So I completely abandoned that path and got my license as an inspector, and the rest is history. I liked it because I could mess around with my houses, and at the time when I first started, I worked for another inspector, and I could just receive an assignment, go work on that for a couple of hours, and once I published a report, I didn't really have to think about it much, and I could get right back on whatever houses I was messing around with, whatever my personal investments I was messing around with. Eventually, it grew into something more significant than that. The guys that I was working for, they would give me a job, and they would pay me a percentage of that fee, but if I brought in my own business, and a lot of that started coming from Lifestyles members, they would let me keep a little bit more of that fee. And I think it was after 2023, I did the math and I realized that if I had not done any of the business that they sent me and only did the business that I brought in myself, I could have made the exact same money, but only had to have done about two thirds the number of inspections. So I thought, you know, it's time to go, guys. And those guys are good guys. They thought I was crazy to bring in all this, investor business. Not every inspector likes the kind of business that we bring to the table, because they're, you know, a lot of them are pretty nasty. They're hoarder houses. There's no power. There's no air conditioning in the middle of the summer. And they were glad to let me do all that business myself. But once I realized I could make the same money in two thirds the time, the number of inspections, I went on my own, and I've been more aggressively building that business since then. And that was 2 years ago this month.
I've had the opportunity to watch you grow this business, and I'm just taken back. I mean, you're kind of a household name around the San Antonio arm of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. As a matter of fact, I think everybody understands that they should hire you. Because if they don't hire you, they're going to miss something. And if they miss something, that could be a very expensive gotcha. And they don't want to have an expensive gotcha. So hopefully they're blowing up your phone.
They are. You know, I probably get, on average, more than one call a week from members, you know, across the country just saying, hey, I'm building my team. I want to invest in the San Antonio market. A few people have said nice things about you, which, you know, I pay well. I buy off people all the time somehow. Anyway, they so it's really a privilege to be added to people's team, and I try to capture the names and capture those people in my phone, so when they call me, I know at least we spoke. Whether they call me the following week, or I got a call the other day from someone that made that call to me 2 or 3 years ago. And now they're finally pulling the trigger on something in San Antonio. So, it's a privilege to be on people's journey, and it's important to understand what I'm doing, as I'm and what I've evolved to do with these investment deals, I'm trying to help investors ask the right questions of their contractors. I'm bringing up things that say, hey, or if you're going to put air conditioning in here for the first time, you need to make sure you understand where the furnace is going to go. And is there power to the furnace? Is it going to be gas or electric? Does all that additional electrical load mean you're going to upgrade the entire service to the entire house? I mean, I'm asking the questions that some contractors are not good asking themselves.
I'm wondering, Kevin, if your business is exclusive to Lifestyles Unlimited members, or you also service the non-Lifestyles Unlimited community?
I do a lot of retail. I do a lot of normal houses, you know, houses that you can finance conventionally and you actually could move your families in the day after you close. And I market to other investor groups around town. And while they may have value, my favorite by far is Lifestyles. You know, I feel like there's the ratio of hat to cattle is better, if you know what I mean. I mean, there's more people doing things in the Lifestyles world than there are in a lot of those other investor groups. There's a lot more talk and less activity in some of those groups. And I like the people that are members of Lifestyles. They tend to be more down to earth, and they're having more success, in my opinion.
And they share information. That's what I love about them.
Yeah, for sure. I've been on the receiving end of that a lot personally, even though, you know, I'm quote unquote a sophisticated investor and, well, by some standards, and I can see more as an inspector. I still like to lean on that network myself.
What's the best way to reach you?
Well, you can always call or text me. I have a office number, 830-745-6165. You can go on my website, BainInspections.com. You know, text is probably the best way, because if I'm in the middle of an inspection, I can refer to that later. A phone call, I'll try to take if it doesn't look like it's spam, and we'll have a conversation, but it kind of breaks my momentum. And I might be doing an inspection for you, Al, and I don't want to be distracted from doing a good job for you.
So, on average, now you don't have to give me a very specific number unless you've got one, but on average, how long does it take to actually conduct the home inspection? How much time are you at the property?
I'd say on average, when you figure in the brand new ones and the super old ones, 2+ hours. You know, the new ones, as I said earlier, there's less to slow down and document, so those go quickly. The hoarder houses, the really old houses that, you know, and the things that have extra things like crawl spaces. I mean, I got to crawl underneath that house. And sometimes we run a sewer camera. That takes a little more time. Sometimes the house is super big, although not usually in the investor world. Usually houses that we invest in are 1,500 square feet or less. So the bigger, the older, the more time it takes. The newer, the smaller, the quicker it goes.
So is the fee, does that adjust with the complexity of the inspection?
It does. It increases with size and age and whether there's a crawl space and whether there's extra things like termite inspections and sewer camera, sewer scopes and things like that.
Okay. So, I mean, you do all that stuff. You look for those.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty amazing. So let me just throw a typical Lifestyles house out at you. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, no car garage. It's 1950s vintage. It's pure and beam. We walk through the property and you could tell there's a little roller coaster going on the floor. Roof looks like it might be okay, but you never know with roofs. The interior of the property, it's at least clean, but it's not like clean to my wife's standards. What would it cost me to have a home like that inspected?
So all I'm looking at is the age, the size, and the fact that there's a crawl space there. And in this case, I would recommend a sewer scope because that house was probably built with cast iron drain pipes, which are not in very good shape. By and large, especially if they were installed in the 50s. So That's about $450 plus the sewer. The sewer camera is optional.
Okay.
But this one I would push pretty hard just because we need to know what's going on with that sewage line. We need to see if someone went in and fixed that since 1950. Because if there's still cast iron in the ground, it's probably not in very good shape by now.
So when I get your inspection report, is there enough information in there so that I can actually do a budget for what it's going to cost to rehab the property?
There's enough in there to make sure your scope is comprehensive enough so that your contractor can give you a budget. In other words, I'm saying, hey, you need to, you know, you may not have known that the roof needs replacing, and I might be saying, you know what, that roof is probably shot. You need to make sure that's part of the scope of work. Or if there's, for example, a Federal Pacific breaker box, you may not have anticipated replacing that, but I'm going to suggest it might be a good idea to replace it, or at least ask your electrician if it should be. So, you should be able to get a budget. I'm not going to give budgets because everybody's resources are different. You know, Dave Fisher has his own guys, and he can probably do a job at, you know, 60 cents on the dollar compared to someone who has to rely completely on a general contractor. So, I'm not going to throw numbers out, or if I do, they're going to be very vague. But my goal is to help you make sure your scope of work covers most things, and we're not going to have huge surprises for the things that we can see today. I mean, some things you can't see until you tear the sheetrock off. I mean, I tell people I only use my X-ray vision when I'm fighting crime. Unfortunately, I can't do it any other time. But, you know, so there might be things that are discovered later, but I'm going to try to help you account for those things before you close on the deal, because, you know, I've seen deals where things should have been caught that probably would have made the investor walk away, and they ended up paying a lot more tuition from the learning experience of that extra work that there are those extra problems they discovered later.
Should the client be there at the property? I mean, if they're reasonably close to where the property is, should they be there, or should they just be out of the way waiting for the report?
Best practice is if you want to come at the end, you know, I mentioned average couple of hours, maybe 2.5 hours. So if I'm starting at 9 a.m., you might come around 11, and I'll be wrapping up around there. So it's a good idea. It's nice when we can, you know, walk around and talk about things in person. But there's a lot of people that don't show up, and, you know, I'll send the report, and if they have questions, we talk about it on the phone, and I try to, you know, make my reports so that they explain themselves, you know, and they have a lot of 8x10 glossies with circles and arrows, so that, you know, I try to make the reports clear so that they explain themselves, but often I have to explain the context and explain things, and sometimes it's better to do that in person. But I don't recommend you come at the beginning of the inspection, because it's hard for people not to distract me, and I want to stay focused and make sure I'm doing a good job for you.
Plus, you get the benefit of hanging out with a guy who's a fellow real estate investor. I mean, you're still a real estate investor, right?
Absolutely. And I'm happy to, you know, real estate investing is my favorite sport, and I will take off the inspector hat and put on the investor hat. But keep in mind, you have other people that are, especially within the lifestyles universe, that are focused on some of the questions you may ask me, like ARV questions. Although I could probably get pretty deep with you on that, you're not paying me to do that, and there are some other people that are more focused, and that's their job. So, but I'll kick it around with you, and it's fun to talk about it. And, you know, I got to be careful how I answer the question, would you buy this? I mean, I don't know if I would. I mean, just because I would or wouldn't buy it doesn't mean you should or shouldn't buy it. Every investor is unique in what they're able to do, capable of doing, and are trying to do.
What are your thoughts on attending the meetup events as a member? I'm assuming you kind of attend as a vendor also, because you're also a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited vendor program, are you not?
Yeah, I go to everything in San Antonio or near San Antonio I can. One of my favorites is in, or a couple of my favorites are in New Braunfels.
Yeah.
We meet at the Rudy's there. But I try to go every time the doors are open for a Lifestyles event, or if there's a meetup, I go to most of those unless I just can't for some reason.
I find them to be quite rewarding. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I get to hang out with guys like you and cool guys too. I'm just kidding. And, but you know, I get to know people who might have solved a problem that I haven't gotten to solve yet. So, and of course there's, and I go to the 2-day, I make an appearance in San Antonio almost every month. I probably don't go to the full event anymore, but I go, partly because I get to meet new members, but partly because, you know, listening to Dave Fisher or Chris Wyatt or somebody, it's motivating and it helps me stay focused on the big picture and what I'm trying to accomplish.
Yeah, I think for everybody, it's all about the big picture. For people listening to this radio show, some of them, they've got the big picture in mind. Some of them need some assistance with getting the big picture in mind. But once they figure out what their goals, what their objectives are, and they build their personal roadmap that's designed to get them to where they're trying to get to, and then they build their team and they put people like you on their team. Because one of the things that you do, Kevin, and even though I've not personally used your services, I have talked to a bunch of people who have. One of the things that's a proven point to me is that you are somebody that brings a lot of knowledge, a lot of experience, and a lot of excellence to the table. And as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, I appreciate what you do. Hey, if you want to do what Kevin's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.